Welcome to season two of the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I want to start this season off, this new year, this new you, January, with conquering some limiting beliefs. Let's tap into our mindset because I know I've had to change my mindset, and I simply started it by doing gratitude prompts. And when I talk to patients, the entire conversation changes after we speak about gratitude and we tell each other something we are grateful for. So join us as we join one of my great friends that I made in 2020, Carrie V, as she walks us through three easy steps we can use to start changing our mindset and overcome our limiting beliefs. Here we go. Hello, ladies. If you're watching this and you're missing that superpower that you wish you had, or you've stopped dreaming because life has gotten in the way, you have limiting beliefs in your head, stick in with us because here we have Carrie V. She is a transformational life coach, and she's going to help us learn how to unwind those limiting beliefs so that you can start living the dreams that you've never dared to dream, or you can start living the life you've never dared to dream about either. Exactly. The way that we're going to do that is how to help you eliminate excuses so you can step into your radically empowered life. Carrie, I'm so glad that you can join us today. Just so you guys can go join Carrie V on her Instagram, it's at I am Carrie V, or her website, coachcarrieV.com. You can get that information in the notes below. So, Carrie.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
Yeah. Let's walk women through. One, I don't think they want to necessarily, a lot of people don't know that they have limiting beliefs. So how do we identify that limiting belief to begin with?
Yeah, you're right. Many of us don't know. And I certainly didn't realize I had limiting beliefs. And I find myself still catching myself on something even as innocuous as I let the dog out today and she started to, it was dark outside, and she started to kind of wander off. And my gut instinct was to call my husband and say, hey, can you call the dog? She'll listen to you. And I realized, I caught myself, what a limiting belief that is. But that's how I was raised, that the man will always be in charge of things and you will always want to call them in to do the hard stuff, quote unquote. And that's a limiting belief. And we have these things. They come in from ways we were raised. They come in from beliefs we hung on to. Maybe when you were growing up, every time you went to climb up to the back of the couch, you were told, wait, don't do that, you'll fall. And a limiting belief is born. And they are constantly, or I would love to go to school to be a doctor. Oh, do you know how expensive and how hard that is? And your mind takes that and says, oh, I can't do that. That's hard and expensive. And a limiting belief is formed. And they're
there.
That's
so
true. It's just identifying. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So identifying them becomes, it's tuning into yourself and listening to the things you say or the reactions you have or the things that you think. They're there. Your body will tell you. They're there.
And when it comes to health in particular, I know women will say, well, I can't do this because I have fibromyalgia.
Yes.
Or I can't do this because I'll get a headache. Or I can't eat this because it will mess up with my GI tract.
Yes.
Like, those all might be true, but is there a way to reframe that thinking so we can start tuning our body into actually healing?
Yes. Yes. I love that you said that. In the past year, I have struggled with different pains that I never have dealt with before in my life. And old me would have said, well, I guess my days of working out are done. I guess my days of stretching and yoga are over. I guess my days of fill in the blank are done because my knees are hurting and my wrists, which I've broken both of, are starting to act up. And the reframe was, okay, I am one being. Where is this coming from? Instead of stopping, let's figure out how my body can work together to overcome this as a whole, not just maybe going in and concentrating on why is my knee hurting, but what else in my body is going on? Is there something emotional? Is there something is there something else going on? Maybe it's in a muscle. Maybe it's just that reframe of, okay, how can I come at this a different way to move forward? Maybe I can't do exactly what I used to do. Maybe in my 50s, I'm not going to do the same workout I did in my 20s, but it doesn't mean stop.
Right.
And so many women just stop.
Yeah. When they are that way, yeah. I tell people, okay, so you have fibromyalgia right now. What about in 10 years? What can you do to not allow fibromyalgia to hinder you? Or what can you do to fix or heal the causes of fibromyalgia? So instead of saying, well, I can't do this for the rest of my life because of fibromyalgia, I can't do this right now. How can I fix it? Or how can I get my body to where I can do that again?
Yes. And it's really tapping into the excuse you're using in order to pour into that limiting belief that you have decided is your life now. And if I can grab hold of an excuse, fibromyalgia or knee pain or whatever that excuse is, if I can grab hold of that and pour into my limiting belief, I give myself permission to not dream and not do and just give in.
Right. And yes, I love that.
Right? It just, we take it and we make it an excuse and then we give ourselves permission. We're off the hook. Because it takes work to identify, okay, what is cause, if I go deeper, what's causing this so that I can then pour into action instead of no action, instead of giving in. But it's hard work. It takes self-reflection and it takes digging deep and trying new things and being willing to say, tap into what you are teaching us. What are the things I can do to reduce or eliminate the fibromyalgia from my life or different pains? How can I alleviate that? What work can I do? Right. And that's, that word work is, can be scary to some people.
Like, until, like exercise. Oh, okay. What about movement type of thing?
Right. It's, I've worked with women from my youngest client was 12 all the way up to
that's
women
so
who
cool.
are, it, right? I love
so
it.
Cool.
I love it because I'm able to pour into her things that I wish I had learned when I was 12. Like moving my body is a gift. It is not a punishment because I ate chocolate cake. It's a gift to be able to move my body. And I wish someone had told me that when
I was
12.
Imagine how many girls would be totally different at the age of 25 if they had a coach like you in their teenage years teaching them the truth.
Yeah.
Not what the media is manipulating them to think.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Oh, she's my joy. She's my heart. And I just love being able to talk to her about these things now.
So she's 12 right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Man, you're going to have to update us in like 10 years what she's doing with her life in 10 years because it's going to be amazing things.
It is. I said to her one day, you're going to be a millionaire someday. She goes, no, I'm not. And I just looked at her, you know, across the screen and she says, I'm going to be a billionaire. I'm not stopping at million. I was like, yes, girl. Yes. It just did my heart good.
Yeah.
To pour into it now. Yeah.
Besides a 12-year-old, you said you were working with 12-year-olds up to
63, 64. Yeah. And I would even say my mom, who's 84, taps in all the time now, learning things that she wished she could have learned earlier, but she's
never,
got her gratitude journal. No, that is one of my core beliefs. It is never, never too late to tap into what your power is. Yeah.
You were saying gratitude journal. Walk us through I personally need to start one of these because my stress levels are to the max right now. So
yeah,
I want to say my gratitude right now. Is that I am grateful that I'm allowed to be a mom and a doctor at the same time.
Oh.
Even though it's harder than heck is sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
I've created it so where I can do both things at once, even though it's not the easiest, because here I am trying to keep her entertained.
And you're doing amazing.
to chase the ability for me to chase my dreams in both the world, doctor as a mom too. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so walk us through what you do with your gratitude journal and I will start doing this myself.
Yes. So I always will teach women and men to grab two empty journals, one for the morning and one for the evening. And just before turning off those lights at night, journaling out 3 to 5 things you're grateful for. And in the beginning, it could be things I have a pillow to lay my head on. I've got clean sheets over me. I brushed my teeth tonight, so which means I had a toothbrush and toothpaste and running water.
Running, yes.
Things that we take for granted that many people don't have. In the morning, sitting up in bed, first thing, journaling out 3 to 5 things you're grateful for and really bookending your day with that gratitude keeps your mind focused on being grateful all day long. And I found that the practice of gratitude was so pivotal in the transformation process that I actually wrote and published a gratitude journal where I walk through 30 days of journaling prompts where you write out what you're grateful for. And we focus on things like dirty dishes, being grateful for dirty dishes because it means you had food on them. And being grateful for dirty laundry because it means you have clothes to put away, or it means you have a family that you're doing laundry for. But turning things that people like to grumble about and turning them into how to be grateful for them because there's a deeper meaning behind it. I had more fun writing that and being able to present that to my clients because it helped them. And once they got through that 30 days, they were well on their way to keeping gratitude in their lives 24/7.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Is that just for your clients or do you have that available for someone to go purchase or download?
It is available on Amazon and it's called a 30-Day Guide to Gratitude. So if you go to Amazon and Google my name, it will come right up, Carrie Verrocchio.
I'll put that in the notes below because I'm sure they don't know how to spell Verrocchio.
No, nobody does. That's why I go by Carrie V. Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start having my patients include that as well.
That would be awesome.
Okay, 30-day guide to gratitude. So we've got 3 to 5 things you're grateful for. That's the first step that you start with in transforming their brain, transforming their thoughts of thinking, I'm not good enough to do A, B, C.
Exactly.
Or I'm not good enough to do X, Y, Z. To really start off, well, what do you have? I know when my husband complains about the world right now and the state of this country particularly,
yes,
I'm always like, I'm going to ship you over to the third world country so you can see what real problems are.
Yes.
Because I know I went to Africa right after high school, here I am, this white, redheaded teenager at 18 years old, going over to Africa in Ghana, so third world, and holy cow, was it culture shock.
Yes.
So it completely changed my perspective.
I'm grateful
for the running water I have.
And the electricity.
Clean water and the electricity, yes.
Yes.
And the fact that I can go to the grocery store and not worry about how long that fish has been sitting on the edge of the road for days on end.
Yes, yes. I agree. When my kids were little, I took them to visit a sponsored child. And we actually went 2 places, but the first one was the Dominican Republic, but it wasn't a resort. It was way back third world country part of the country. And as we were traveling, it took us 2 days of travel in this rickety old bus to get to where our sponsored child lived. And we stayed in this hotel, and I'll use that term loosely. And I actually had them in the tub. They were very, very young at the time. I had 4 kids in 4 years. So they were all like little stepping
Holy
stones.
Holy moly.
I know.
Oh my gosh, you're a power woman.
And I had them in the tub and all of a sudden the place went black and it was pitch black. And they were terrified and I was trying to comfort them. And then it came on and I realized that there wasn't enough electricity. So they just had rolling blackouts so that through the night you would have electricity on your turn. Huh. And it just made us so grateful. They literally, when we landed in Miami coming home, they all dropped to their knees, like kissing the ground in the Miami airport because they loved visiting their sponsored child, but they've never forgotten it. They've never forgotten to be so grateful for everything they have because when they got to visit her, the only toys she had were things they had sent her. The only things that she had to call her own were what they had sent her. And they were little dollar store things.
Yeah.
And she was eternally grateful for them. And it changed them. You're right. Changes your perspective.
Yeah, it does. I remember in Ghana, since we're talking on this right now, there was a little boy who, I think he was 7 years old, and he would give kayak rides in this lake, and that's for $1. That's how he would help his dad put food on their table. Here he is at 7 years old. Seven. Giving people kayak rides on the lake to make a little bit of extra money. And then when, you know, when they go to play soccer, they're all barefooted. They don't have shoes. That's going to hurt to kick that ball like you just kicked it, but they're so used to it, you know? We are definitely blessed. So just count our blessings, be grateful for what we have. And then what we're doing in our mastermind group, you and I, is that we're like being grateful for things in the future and using that as, so walk us through how we can use that, say from a health perspective, somebody who's struggling to get pregnant or struggling with miscarriage that I've experienced and you said your daughter has experienced, ways that we can use gratitude to kind of use that energy to help us in the future get those ideal moments.
Yeah. When you, what you pour in, your energy that you pour in, you receive more of. So if you start your day and you are focused on what you don't have, or you're focused on the pain, and nobody's going to suggest that you get through life without pain or without trials. We all have them. But where we put our focus is going to create more of that. So people who are looking at 2020 and saying, this has been the most horrible year, they are inviting more of that horribleness into their lives. But if you turn it and you say, I'm so grateful that today I'm going to take one step further towards my goals, despite COVID, despite lockdowns, despite mask wearing, despite any of this, I'm moving forward. I'm grateful for the steps I'm taking today to meet my goals. You invite that energy into your life. So if you, even in the worst of situations, if you focus more on being grateful in the future, I'm grateful that my life looks beautiful today. I'm grateful for the beauty in my life today. And you're writing that out first thing in the morning. You're inviting that beauty into your life despite any hardships you're facing. Your energy and your focus goes, and your energy goes exactly where you would lead it. And it's up to you to lead it in that positive direction of being grateful for things that haven't happened yet, but you're saying that you're grateful for them. Mm-hmm. And you're inviting that reality into your life, which is, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes. Yeah. So our first step to changing our mindset and to becoming that superwoman with superpowers is to just be grateful for what we have right now.
Yes.
What would be another tip you would recommend?
Yes. Taking complete responsibility for your life. Complete responsibility. Not blaming anyone, not trying to pass the buck. Taking responsibility. Everything that I have is because of decisions I've made, is because of paths I have chosen. Taking complete responsibility. Now, that's not to say I had a miscarriage, that was my fault, or I had somebody ran into me, that what obviously those things are not your fault, but taking responsibility for everything in your life that is your responsibility to take responsibility for gives you a power so strong, I can't even put it into words. Not blaming somebody else, not trying to find a scapegoat is the most powerful. It's right up there with gratitude to me. Taking responsibility for your own life in every way that you can. Because those things then that aren't your fault, that you can't control, become much easier to deal with and to walk through when you've taken responsibility for the things in your life that you can. Most of us spend way too much time complaining about things that if we just took responsibility for what we could control and moved forward, those things would lessen in intensity. People don't complain about gravity. Gravity just is. It's there. We might complain about something gravity does.
My three-year-old complains about gravity all the time. I have to teach him, buddy, your connecting trailer is falling off because gravity is pulling it down. So there'll be times where I go over to him and he'll be like, Mom, or I'll say, Easton, what's the matter? And he's like, gravity. So he's learning.
Gravity can do some, like, I've broken both wrists. Gravity. Uh-huh. I'll write down on them and snap them into pieces. But taking responsibility for everything that you possibly can take responsibility for will give you a power, and people will look at you kind of like you're strange because you own up to your mistakes, but the power that it gives you is worth everything because we're not perfect. We can't be perfect. But when we take our own responsibility and move forward, you're stepping into, I call them your pow-pow shoes. I have superhero shoes and they say pow-pow on the toes. And stepping into my pow-pow shoes and taking responsibility for my life just makes me stand taller, even if it's hard. Even if it's hard to accept the responsibility, it's going to pour so much power into your life. It's an amazing feeling to just say, yeah, that was my fault. That was my fault. I take full responsibility, but now I get to move forward. It's not the mistake that keeps you down. It's refusing to own up to it that will destroy you.
Yeah. What's tip number three?
Tip number three is to choose to be happy, to choose to bring the joy. It is an absolute choice. It doesn't just happen. Happiness just doesn't leap into your lap. You choose to be happy. And I remember when my grandmother died, it was the first time I'd ever lost someone close to me. And I remember just wanting to cry all the time. And my dad, who was her son, said, "Honey, it's okay for you to cry. Certainly you're going to cry right now. But now we're going to talk about the fun things. We're going to find joy and we're going to find things to laugh about even now when we're sad." And I never forgot that lesson, that even in the midst of dealing with that grief, we could find something to laugh about, something she said or something that she did. And it is true in any situation of your life, you can find those things to laugh about. You can find something funny, but you have to choose to want it. And many of us choose to want to stay unhappy because we think that if we go out there and choose the happy, it takes work. There's that work again. You find it, but you have to do the work to look for it. I would say choosing to be happy, choosing to bring the joy despite the circumstances. Those people that have spent 2020 choosing to move forward, choosing to be happy, choosing to bring the joy despite what was going on are the ones that are ending the year on a positive note. It's just so important to find that joy. Make it. Create it. Create it if you have to. I mean, I can't not look at your baby and not smile. It's just...
She's pretty happy too.
Oh, she's beautiful. You can always find something to smile about. You can find something to frown about too, and it's your choice as to what you're going to focus on.
Right. Yeah. I always want to say, people call me the positive person, but there's no point in bringing negativity. We already have enough of that in the world.
We have, yes, exactly. Well put.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Carrie. We're closing up here with so we had tip one was the gratitude journal, which I'm going to start doing myself. They'll help me out. Tip two, take complete responsibility for your life. Don't play victim mode. I know I can think of many people right now who are playing victim, that victim mentality. And then tip number three, you have to make a choice. And if you want to choose to be sad, be sad. If you want to choose to be happy, then your radiating light will spread to others.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Do you have anything we want to add in a closing here?
In closing, go out there, step into your superpower, and don't be afraid to take a risk. It will change your life and you'll love it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, be sure you join Carrie on her Instagram at I am Carrie V, CarrieVieVee.
Correct.
And then website, Coach Carrie V, just the letter at .com. Again, I'll put those in the comments below. So if you need help changing what's going on between your ears, she can definitely help you out. And then be like me and let's start thinking about more things that we're grateful for. But not just thinking about it, writing them down.
Yes.
That takes power.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
So as part of your New Year's resolution, was part of it changing your mindset, loving yourself a little bit more, trusting yourself a little bit more, whatever the case may be, let's change our mindset. Let's go from thinking that we need a diagnosis, that's going to be our answer, to looking beyond the diagnosis. If you've loved any episode that you've seen right here on the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast, please share this with your friends. And better yet, take just 2 minutes and write a review. Those reviews are going to help other people find answers, healing, and hope beyond the diagnosis, just like you have. Thanks.